Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today I want to talk to you about plan and planning. And why I am talking about it again at this point is because between yesterday, end of the month and beginning of the month, I just want to share with you a few thoughts about productivity and how you can double your productivity. Planning is one key thing that if you don't do currently, I wonder what you are producing. And as a matter of fact, if you still think you get a result without planning, you can as well get more than the result you have, as in can get increased result in what you do in geometric progression if you are able to take out time to plan your activities and plan your work. Please, planning involves outlining what you have to do, when you have to do them, and if possible, everyone that is involved in your ability to get those things done. In fact, the most important thing you have to do before you even start planning is have a goal. What plans are is that plans are blueprints that guide you on reaching your goal. Plans are just not a list of what you have to do. That one is to-do list. Plan comes after a goal has been set. For instance, you say, I'm going to double my sales, I'm going to double my revenue by the end of this month. And you ask yourself, okay, what do I have to do to be able to do that? You say, now, I will have to start doing this. I'll talk to our company and marketing team so that they will create this promo. I'll talk to this radio person to play my advert at the right time. And I'll contact this other guy to place my advert on his website. Now, these are things you say I'm going to do to reach a goal. And what is that goal? That goal is that you increase your revenue. These are realities of life. Of course, when you refuse to plan, what happens is that you have a goal. Yes, you may desire that in very strongly and intensely. And of course, a lot of people do that. You're not the person that desire things intensely and hardly. Except that desire is not enough to be able to get what you want. After your desire has been birthed, you should have a goal you have set. Possibly, in fact, I strongly recommend you write these things down. Write down on top of your paper your goal and begin to ask yourself, what are the list of things I have to do? What do I do as the first thing? After listing everything you have to do, begin to ask yourself, what should come first? What should come second, third, and in that order? So when you have outlined all that, then begin to ask yourself, who and who are supposed to do this? You are the company CEO. You cannot go and start contacting the marketing manager, contact the radio person, begin to take calls, you can't do all that. So ask yourself, in your company, or who do you have to hire that will help you get these things done? These are things you do in your planning stage. Planning is more like deciding that this is where we want to go to and beginning to develop a pathway to get to that point. A lot of people live their life, run their businesses, go to school, and they do not plan their works. They get results. But there's one thing I can tell you most assuredly. The amount of results you get without planning is by far lower than what you can get if you can make a plan of what you have to do. Life is structured in a fashion that there are systems that run this life. There are systems to getting any result you want to get. Life is not structured haphazardly. One of the most important and powerful structures of life is that you plan what you have to do. Let me just digress to make this thing clear. A lot of people in church, they say they don't plan. Holy Spirit leads them. Even me, Holy Spirit leads me. However, there's something I want to tell you about planning and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ sent two apostles into every village he has planned to go to. Paul said, I plan to visit you, but I'm constrained. Jesus Christ, of course, is an example for you as a Christian. Paul is a very powerful influence in Christianity. Now, if these two people plan what they have to do, I wonder what kind of Holy Spirit guides you that you feel you cannot plan what you have to do. No, that is not an excuse for planning. As a matter of fact, if you refuse to plan because you think Holy Spirit leads you, is a mark of laziness in reality. My point, the point I've made so far is this. Planning is a very important thing you have to do if you want to get optimal productivity. So that when you go to class to read, within the first week of the semester, within the first 1 week of your work time, within the next 1 month, you'll be able to double your productivity. The amount of things you're able to cover in your course will double. The amount of results you're able to get in your own department at work will double. And what you're able to get for yourself as a business will double. That's what planning does for you. Again, I want to tell you, planning is a detailed list of actions you have to do to attain a goal. If you're able to draw out this action plan, detail them and analyze them, It helps you see faults. It helps you see what to do and what not to do. This is another thing it helps you do. When you're able to see all that you have to do and what you don't have to do, you know what to do per time. You don't come to that point where you feel like, oh, what's the next thing I have to do? And you start wondering like, okay, what after now, what do I do now? You won't start wasting your time. You know that once you are done with this course, you are going to pick up this course. Of course, you have to make short-term plan, which is the plan for the day, plan for a week, plan for a month, and all that. If you have a plan of what you have to do today, for instance, when you go to school, after lecture by 8, I will go to this man's office to collect a workbook. From there, I will meet my class to collect this. These are things you have to do. And if you have a plan for work, you say, when I get to work, I first conclude one client work I have to finish up. Once I'm done with that, I will call this man that designs posters to give him the brief of the posters I want him to design for us. By 3 o'clock, I have a board meeting. However, by 2:30, I'm supposed to have gone for my child's PTA meeting. You know, these are things you have to do on your own. When you outline these things, you know what to do per time. Your day runs seamlessly. And of course, the very largest thing, it helps you remove distractions of all kinds. You know, a lot of people, they don't have work. They will see you and interrupt what you are doing and start gisting you about what doesn't concern you. When you have a plan of action, you don't have patience for people like that. You know what you want to do and you begin to move towards getting it. That is what planning does for you. It gets you focused. It gets you focused on your goals and on the actions you have to take to reach them. That keeps you from distraction. The point I've made is this. You cannot go on with your life without planning. It doesn't make you, of course, you are free to live your life the way you want to do. But what I'm saying is that if you actually desire to attain peak performance in your life and work, when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, what do I have to do today? Plan them, structure them, ask yourself who and who are involved. If you have little goals every day, little goals every week, and you stick to them, what will happen is that after 1 month, you find out you have achieved all your goals, which will make you achieve the big goal for the month. And when you achieve the goals for January, February, March to December, you have achieved your goal for the year. Now, this thing sounds so simple, but it's not, and of course, I'm not saying it's that simple to obey. One of those things that may happen is that you have plans of what you have to do. I will do this, and do that. Except that it's not all the time you are able to do them. That's a matter of fact. It happens to everybody, including myself. Except that what you do is that when you find out what prevented you from doing it, then you begin to ask yourself, what do I do next to ensure I'm able to finish my plan? One of those things I found out for myself is that I used to have a problem with saying no to people. Ask me to do anything for you. If I can do it, I just feel like if I say I'm not doing it, you see me as a bad person. If I say I'm not doing it, it will not look like God is trying to use me to bless a person's life and I'm refusing. Now, well, over time, I found out that, oh, there are times you just say no. Even Jesus Christ had to say no. They say, bros, come and become the king. He said, no, not be that kind of thing I can't do for this world, though. I must do the work of him who sent me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not everything you are called to do that you have to do. So, of course, that for me is my own personal issues of you may not have the problem with saying no. But just find out anything that you think prevented you from being able to keep to your plan. Maybe you pack so much activities in a day that you can handle. Reduce it. Start with small things until you're able to master your time, master the use of your plan and all that. Then you can now have big plans you have to do. The point I've made today is this. Your plan is your action plan and as well as blueprint for reaching any goal you set for yourself, for your personal life, for your academics, for your business, or for whatever thing you're involved in. Once you are clear about your goal per time, make a detailed plan of action on how to reach that goal. Now, understand this. You may fail to keep all the things you have written you have to do. That's normal. It happens to almost everybody. But the plan keeps you focused. It ensures for at every point in time, you have something to do. You know what you need to do. You know what you have to do. And it gives you direction towards your goal, thereby increasing your output generally in life. That is what planning does for you.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.